Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, where is the best place to live in America?
Well, Jen, I'm still working on book titles. I'm figuring when I put my next medical textbook together, you're going to help me come up with the title of the book.
A snappy, clever title. Yeah, let's see. It would be okay, but it would have to be a pun. It would have to play off your words, like Coping with Injuries with Dr. Jeff. How about that?
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. I'm always using something like that. So, Jen, we're on to something. We'll partner up when the time comes.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Jeffrey Copeland joins us on Tuesdays at this time. He's over at Lake Forest Hospital. He's the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine over there. We get this question every week, Doc. Could you please ask, should I get a second booster? I got a booster last November. I'm 64, in excellent health. I'm planning several trips this summer. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that person, if that person is going to be traveling a lot, the virus is still around, I would get that second booster. If somebody wouldn't be traveling a lot and is under the age of 65, has already gotten the first booster, then it really comes down to what your state of health is. It's never a bad idea to get that second booster, but if somebody would be a bit hesitant about the second booster who's younger and healthy, that would be okay too.
I know so many people whose activities got canceled because the staff couldn't be there because of a positive COVID test, a swimming lesson, a restaurant that couldn't open because somebody tested positive for COVID. And I'm wondering if that threshold is too high now. That is, it's not do you have COVID, it's are you sick with COVID? And I know you can spread it even if you're not sick with it, but I just wonder if we've tipped past the point that a positive test has to exclude you, since so many people are vaccinated and since we're not getting as sick. What do you think about all of that?
Jen, it's such a good question. What should our strategy be when we have a highly infectious strain of COVID, which Omicron is, but in the vast majority of people who are vaccinated and boosted, they are not going to get very ill? So that's the question. There's lots of different answers. I think this really comes down to a person's risk benefit individually, what they decide to do. However, and Jen, this is really the difficult part of the question. When we think about the whole society and we think about the possibility of giving the virus, actually transmitting the virus to somebody who might be immunocompromised out in the community, somebody who's older, that's the part of this that complicates that question. If somebody was just around younger, healthier people, maybe we could make that argument. But we really have to be careful about where it is we're going out into society if indeed we know any one of us has an active COVID infection.
Well, I'm not advocating this, but I'm just going to take it one step further. Say at this swimming lesson, the swimming pool area, the park district, whatever it was, said one of the instructors is tested positive. He or she will have a mask on. They are asymptomatic, but they've tested positive. We're at a pool. If you want to come for swimming lessons, you can. But we're not going to cancel it for everybody because the onus is now more on us as individuals not to get it rather than you not to give it. We're going to tell you that somebody is carrying the virus, but you make up your own decision. I wonder if that's a plausible public policy.
Yeah, I don't think so, John, because of how infectious this is. I wish I could say I did, but this thing is really infectious. And if somebody knows that they have an active infection, it is imprudent, bordering on irresponsible, in my opinion, to expose other people.
But do you say that about the flu?
Yeah, I would say the same thing about the flu. I think when somebody has an active flu infection, they really should stay home.
I think we think different about that. I think, again, I'm not arguing with you, but I think that up until the pandemic, if somebody had the flu, we wish they would stay home or not infect us, but we didn't think of it as almost criminal. I think we have a much different attitude about the flu. Do you know what the numbers for flu to COVID are these days, doctor?
Yeah, it's still, there are very few flu cases, influenza cases in our area. It's here, but it's nothing like we're seeing with Omicron right now in our area. You know, Jen, I think it's going to be interesting when we get into next fall. You and I might have a conversation about influenza infection, right? It could come back, and I think we might find as a society we have a different strategy towards an acute influenza infection that we've had in the past. It's going to be really interesting to see how this evolves, to see how we think about that's an annual infection typically, right? The seasonal flu. How we're going to deal with that? But we still have to remember that this COVID virus, although we've been living with it now for over 2 years, it's still doing things, right? It's changing. We're dealing with this Omicron thing. There are people out there who are now getting reinfected with one of the newer variants of Omicron. So the virus is not done with us. We want to be done with the virus, but the virus is not yet done with us. But no way does that say that we shouldn't be out living our lives.
Well, that's the challenge then, isn't it? Dr. Jeffrey Copen's on a line. More interesting questions coming in from you, including how many times can I get COVID for crying out loud? And if I have been boosted but just recently got COVID, I've recovered now, how long do I have to wait before I get the second boost? These and more, including, by the way, what do you say, doctor, about the kids wearing the face mask back at Evanston School? Doc, I threw a lot of questions at you. Can we just sprint through some of these?
Of course.
What do you make of Evanston schools? The kids are wearing the mask again at the Township High School. COVID cases have gone up there.
It's not so much that the COVID cases have gone up at Evanston High School. It's that the community transmission has continued to increase, and the officials in Evanston decided to reinstitute the mask mandate. I think we might see that in some other high schools, and there'll certainly be other high schools, John, that will not reinstitute the mask mandate. We're getting into that what the CDC calls the high level of community transmission. This is in the city, Cook County, most of the collar counties.
Right.
So we might see other places institute something similar.
How often can you get COVID? Can we get it 2-3 times?
Yeah. And there are people who have. There's actually people now who've had Omicron more than once. They had the original type of Omicron. And now with one of these B2 strains that we're seeing, one of these B2 variants, they've also had that. So what that means is that COVID, which is called a coronavirus, as we all recall, that's the family of viruses it's part of. This is like getting think about how we get the common cold some years multiple times. You get a cold once, and maybe a month later you get it again. You know, that could be with a coronavirus, not COVID, but one of the four other types of coronaviruses that's out there. So one of the things about this Omicron with its different variants is people can get it more than once.
Well, then how long should I wait for that second booster if I've just recovered from COVID?
Yeah, so first thing is the second booster does not necessarily prevent getting reinfected. What we've all learned now about the vaccines, and most importantly, the booster, is I keep stressing to everybody, Jen, if you've had the primary series, the original two of an mRNA, you've had the Johnson & Johnson, whatever it might be, please make sure you get boosted. We have what's called waning immunity. We have people out in the community, particularly older folks, who have not been boosted. And those are the people who can get really sick, and some of them even can die. The booster is incredibly helpful in keeping people from getting seriously ill. So please get boosted if you have not. So if you have been, if you've had, say, the first booster, you still got Omicron, not a big surprise, you're okay. You can wait about a month. And if you're in that age group or you're inclined to get the second booster, please go ahead. But you can wait about a month.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, let's visit again next week. And if you need more book title suggestions, I'll have them for you.
I know where to go, John. Thank you, and everybody take good care.